Construction has started on the two pipelines that will carry Lake Michigan drinking water from Milwaukee to Waukesha and treated waste water back towards the lake. It's expected to take almost 3 years to finish the diversion project aimed at providing Waukesha with a reliable source of clean water. However, WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us along the way there will be challenges with communication, cost, and political cooperation.
Outside the wastewater treatment plant in Waukesha, a construction worker using a bulldozer is moving gravel. It's some of the fill that will be buried around long black pipes that are laying nearby, wrapped in two layers of plastic. Chris Walter of the Waukesha Water Utility says the plastic and other coating on the 30-inch diameter steel pipe will reduce corrosion once it goes underground.
Any kind of vulnerabilities that different materials, whether it's the soil or different lines above it and in the ground next to it, that we want to make sure this pipe is designed for a life of 100 years and, you know, hopefully beyond that.
Eventually, 23 miles of this return flow pipe will carry treated wastewater through Waukesha, New Berlin, and Muskego to a discharge area in Franklin next to the Root River, which flows into Lake Michigan in Racine. Crews are also getting ready to begin laying 13 miles of pipe to carry drinking water from roughly 76th Street and Oklahoma Avenue in Milwaukee through West Allis, Greenfield, and New Berlin to Waukesha. Yesterday, officials from Milwaukee and Waukesha held a ceremonial groundbreaking for a new water pumping station that will be built near the 76th Street intersection. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley said by September 2023, his city will put behind it decades of uncertainty about its underground water supply.
Waukesha will no longer have to worry about confined aquifers, increasing groundwater temperature, dissolved minerals, salt contamination, drawdowns of our groundwater, and radium contamination.
But that assumes construction of the pipelines goes smoothly. Waukesha has already had to work out a disagreement with New Berlin over the location of another pumping station. Waukesha Water Utility General Manager Dan Dukniak says another challenge will be to keep all the communities along the routes up to date.
The water utilities are in the business of putting pipe in the ground. You know, that to us is the easy part. There's the coordination of going through eight different municipalities and making sure that you keep everybody informed. And once we get the facilities built and get it constructed, then it's going to be the transition to that new supply. We want to make sure we can transition without any issues or any water quality issues.
Dukniak says there's also some uncertainty as to how much Waukesha ratepayers will have to pay for the project. He says the water-only portion of their bill will likely double and maybe triple. Cheryl Nen of Milwaukee Riverkeeper and the Compact Implementation Coalition, which challenged parts of the diversion project, says ratepayers deserve to know that figure soon.
These are not cheap projects. So, you know, I think it's important that folks are going into this, I guess, with eyes wide open about the full cost of getting the Great Lakes diversion. And I think certainly other communities in the region that are maybe pondering a similar diversion are going to be looking really closely at all of that.
Nen says environmental groups will continue to monitor other aspects of the pipelines and urge Great Lakes governors and Canadian officials to do the same. And in Milwaukee, some politicians say they'll be looking to make sure Waukesha lives up to other promises it made when the big city agreed to sell water to the West. Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson says there should be more regional cooperation.
I'm looking forward to a future in which we don't just celebrate a great water alliance, but we celebrate a great transit alliance. We celebrate a great housing alliance with a number of the communities.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he anticipates more talks with Waukesha about those topics. Meanwhile, the mayor looks forward to the Milwaukee Water Works eventually receiving millions of dollars a year in fees from Waukesha if all goes according to plan with the diversion project now entering 33 months of construction. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.